Blog Talk Radio.
Show with co-host Ron Yarbrough. I have Ron Yarbrough on the other end. Ron Yarbrough, Chicago greatest, smoothest Ron Yarbrough.
Damn, break it down.
Yeah. So, and Ron Yarbrough, we played. Of course, you guys probably know the history. We played ball together in New York with the Jets. He's joining me. Ron joined me on the radio show, and can't have it any other way, Ron Yarbrough. We're gonna be talking a lot tonight on some great information. But Ron, who was that singing right there a while ago? Who was that? That's that music. What's the music coming from?
If they don't know, they better hurry up and ask somebody and find out. That's the one and only Shani Murrell, 18, not man band, but 18 woman bands. She can play it all from the drums to the saxophone to the piano. She can do it all. And she has, as you can hear, she has a lovely, lovely voice. Shani's been on tour, not right now because of the situation and the topic that we're talking about. But she's worldwide. She's worldwide, based right out of Houston.
Yeah. Shani Rare Host. And also, too, for your listeners, we're so thankful to have you guys listen to the show tonight. And we want you guys to know that Arthur Yarbrough, that's his name now, Arthur Yarbrough.
Arthur.
So Ron has written a book, guys. And Ron, you want to explain it? And then we'll start rocking and rolling.
Absolutely. The book is about, the name of the book, the title of the book is Believe So You Can Achieve, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that basically is talking about anything and everything in life. As long as you believe in something, then, you know, it'll come to you. You can achieve it. And it has the basic steps, some of the things that I've been in to help me get to the top level, you know, which we both did in the NFL, which is 1% of the population. Has some basic concepts in there, and how it can help you get to another level, and also maintain where you're at as well. So just keeping calm and keeping cool. And you can get the book at my website. That is www.yarbrough16.com. So once again, it's www.yarbrough16.com.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, guys, too. Ron is originally from Chicago area, and I'm from a small town, very, very tiny town, Louisiana. And we just decided to bring Ron on, and we go out and we can just bring awareness to you guys and many, many various topics we're going to be talking about in the future too, and that we've already talked about, to give you guys awareness, give you guys understanding about having self-motivation, motivating you to a positive life in life. But the topic the topic. We'll get to the topic, though. We'll get to the topic tonight. This is part three of the COVID-19. And as the topic is, do you believe we are in a pandemic or a plandemic? I'm going to say it again. Do you believe we are in a pandemic or a plandemic? And that's what we're going to be discussing. Yarbrough, you know, I got a lot of feedback. I had some guys saying that they believe that we're in a plandemic now. They said it's planned. But let me give you a definition about this plan. Plan is a detailed proposal for doing or achieving something. The pandemic, on the other hand, is prevalent over a whole country or the world. All right, plan, a detailed proposal for doing or achieving something. Okay, pandemic is prevalent over a whole country of the world. And then you go in that too, the pandemic was also too, it speaks about diseases and stuff like that also. The biblical term of this Yagro is Romans 5th chapter 12th verse, New International Version, NIV. Therefore, just as sin entered the world, okay, one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sin. I'm going to say it again. Romans 5th chapter 12th verse. Therefore, just as sin entered the world, one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sin. See, this game is being played, and which game is killing many, many lives.
Mm-hmm.
Started with evil intent and sin against God. Period. That's what started. It started way back. This ain't not just happening. But the evilness, I think I told you too, y'all, bro, was talking about on after 666. That was June 6, 2006 of 06. Boy, did the world, especially here, the world start getting just unfolding. Crazy, crazy, crazy things happening. It got worse. And that's what we're in right now, man. It's getting out of control. Today's coronavirus cases, guys, today, United States cases confirmed 823,081 confirmed cases. 823,081 recovered, 75,025 deaths, 45,065 coffins. Okay, 45,065. Now, that right there is serious. That's extremely serious. So, back to that. I'm gonna talk about this. So, briefly, jump to that, guys. We're about to get rid of rock and roll on this this pandemic or plandemic. Yeah, bro, what do you think? And I'm going to take my opinion about this. Do you think this is a pandemic or a pandemic? We're in a pandemic, of course. But you think this pandemic was planned?
Personally, me, yes. Absolutely. And especially when the numbers continue to increase and increase and increase, and those numbers that you just spoke upon are startling, to say the least. Those are a whole lot of numbers where you have to continue to look down at the numbers and continue to be able to repeat them. You see what I'm saying? Where you can't just memorize them because they're continuously changing every second, every minute, every hour, every day. All right?
Right.
And the reason why I feel that a lot of things are planned is because for few different reasons. One, election year, okay? A lot of crazy stuff happens in election years. A lot of things happen during election years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, as far as it being planned, right now, I feel as if things are, you know, on a downslope because everybody has caught everyone's attention. All right, because either someone has been affected, or I mean directly with the virus, or indirectly. And what I mean by indirectly is affecting mm-hmm. people's work, it's affecting people's travel, it's affecting people's conversation. It's affecting pretty much everything that we're out here doing now. Now I noticed down in Georgia they're starting to let people back in, you know, into work, because my oldest daughter, you know, she's a service worker, so she was at work today, and I know they passed a bill yesterday till like this weekend. By this weekend, people could start going back out and start getting things normalized, you know, quote unquote normalized again.
Right.
To answer your initial question, yes, I believe it's a pandemic. I believe that it's structured, and I believe that it's controlled. Okay. So once again, like we've been speaking the last couple of weeks on this topic, it's a different time type of demic, okay? I don't say pandemic, anything like that, but it's a different type of demic, and kind of like what we were talking about last week, you know, kind of like a bio war, you know, like a biotech war.
Yes,
okay?
We mentioned that.
Because and it's ironic because it's been around for years and years and years. You know, just like you like to watch, I mean, we both like to watch sports, obviously, but besides sports, you know, you like mm-hmm. to watch the news. You know, you like to watch CNN mm-hmm. and keep up on the current events and everything like that. I watch shows like NCIS, Criminal Minds, you know, things like that, mystery type of shows, okay? And movies as well. And all the movies, not all the movies, but a lot of movies and a lot of, say, Mission Impossible, okay, or different TV shows, things of that nature, they've been talking about what do they always try to find. They always try to find this antidote for a virus. You know, they can knock out the whole world in a matter of minutes, seconds, or whatever the case may be. And right mm-hmm. now, just things are just getting stirred up in a lot of areas. And like I said, I've always been optimistic about the situation, and I'm still optimistic about the situation. But right now, I believe that everything is being tapered down. Mm-hmm.
So hypothetically, you said that. So basically, say if I'm this mad scientist, this Frankenstein,
right.
I'm going to create. And I'm going to create it just to I can just raise fear into individuals' lives. There's going to be death laws, but I'm this mad, evil scientist, and now you have to pay me back to give the antidote.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know,
came back. It was showing us back in the 70s that was going on today on TV.
Come on, man. Come on, you can look at Lex Luthor, you know, Superman, Lex Luthor. Yeah,
now,
all that. You're going back to the 70s, right? We can go to Charlie's Angels. We can go to the $6 million man, you know.
$6 million man. Come on now, quit it.
Yeah, I'm taking you there. Mm-hmm.
I'm this mad scientist. Now you got to pay me. Now I'm going to give you some TV time. You got to pay me. To get the antidote. I'm going to spend some more time waiting out a little bit longer. Let everybody get feared and scared up. But I'm God on earth.
Right.
Oh, man, come on. It can't be true, man. Look, you got everybody here scared, running, falling, wearing masks everywhere. I see people wearing masks. Nobody around them. I'm looking way off like, ain't nobody around. Look, I don't see no animals that die. They said one lion.
Mm-hmm.
One line deal, but if I don't.
So
see,
there you go. There you go.
I'm sorry. I ain't supposed to say that. Oh, okay. But I see people wearing masks.
That just show you right there. That just show you right there.
Why you got a mask on? Everyone around you with a mask.
Pandemic.
Yeah, I can see a mask going into a store. You know, going into area where it's quiet at. It's kind of tight. I understand that. Okay, somebody sneezing, however, not to get. But you in the middle, way out there, a mile away from everybody. I see you half a mile, of 500 yards. You got a mask on, nobody around you. But I don't see no birds falling out your trees. I don't see no animals dying. But you got a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
But they forgot about Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. Was that Frankenstein movie? They forgot about that, huh? Living in a race, they follow anything they see on TV. They follow it. They don't know no better. You know, they've been taught. Like, you know, we grew up like, okay, all right, hard head, pay attention. Quit following everything everyone else is doing. I'm going to say this when we get to the show.
Yeah.
Me and my brother were going to a game. I'm going to say two things. We're going to sorry, guys. I have to say this. But me and my older brother went to a college game. And actually, we went to a college game. It was in Jackson State. So we Grambling State, SWAT clan. And I was certain, I heard a gunshot, right? I heard like a shot or something. I heard something. It could have been a guy shot, whatever. I just heard something like a shot. We turned around. People started running from everywhere, like running hard. Older people, you know, falling with each other. And all of a sudden, me and my brother started running. We were running. My brother says, let's stop. Stop running. So we stopped running. I'm looking at everybody that's running. That's a pro where everybody's running. Stop and pay attention. Really sit down and pay attention to what's going on. Guys, this is a plan for control. Yes, a pandemic thrown out there for control. Now, we're going to get into the show. Hold on one second. I have someone that's joining in. Thanks for calling the Steve Adams Radio Show. Co-host Ryan Yarbrough, who's calling?
Hey, this is Alan Jones from Palm Springs, California.
D. Allen.
Hey.
What's going on, man? You've been listening to
Alan.
Break it down, huh?
All right, yeah. I heard you and Ron just holding things together. And like you said, why run and scatter like part of the herd? Why not stop, turn around, and pay attention? It always is safer that way.
Always.
I hear
you. Always. Mm-hmm. Always.
Because who says you aren't going to run off of the cliff, but the rest of it? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And guys, this is what we're going to hit for your listeners. But listen, this is what we want to hit today. These are questions we're going to get into. We're going to say, when was the virus created? Okay, when did it start? What was the original intent? How did this start? Okay, we're going to talk about are the two sides of the story. What's going on? What's the plan for? What was the evil plan of it? What's the good plan of another side? And also, too, we're going to talk about, do you believe there's another pandemic plan? And is there or will there be an investigation while this is going on? But
did we lose you? All right.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the Steve Adams Radio Show with co-host Ryan Yarbrough. Yarbrough, you with me, Yarbrough?
Yes.
Who's calling?
Hey, this is James Taylor from Jonesboro, Louisiana. Calling in.
How you doing, boss? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. I see you keeping it real out there, staying up with the latest, man.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you something. See, I come from down in Jonesboro, where they where it's all real. They keep it real, you know. So I was taught early.
Absolutely.
I was taught early to keep it on track, you know. So that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys.
Yeah, I had
this is James Taylor. This is James Taylor. James Taylor is like a brother to me. He's my older brother, about the same age. And the thing was is this with James is a wonderful person, great man, and just straight up, he tell like it is. And James, it's so good to have you in calling in, man. So talk to me. I think I have someone else on the line. Who else is on the line? This is Ryan. Ryan, are you on the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome, yeah. Brother James. Welcome, James.
Hey, how you doing, man? How you doing?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah. So talk to us. Talk to us. Tell
okay,
us.
Okay. What did you say today? What's today's topic today?
Do you believe we're in a pandemic or a plandemic? And we said it's a plan for control because the facts was Ryan's breaking down, and I agree with Ryan on this issue. So we're talking about it, but let me tell you what happened. Somebody cut us off. So I had to jump us back on.
I bet they did.
So I'm just letting you know what's going on, but we're gonna keep rocking and rolling. But go ahead. Talk to us,
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this, I agree with you. I think it's a plandemic too. I said the same thing and I've been really looking at the timing of this thing, the way things are going down. I think the government, and I'm just being real, I'm going to keep it real, I think they knew about this well in advance, that they weren't prepared for it, and they're scared to admit it. And they're putting the whole country in trouble, man. They're putting us in danger, man, by not letting us know. I think even four or five years ago, when Obama was in, he said this would possibly happen. He was trying to put some things in place if this did happen.
Wait, say that again. Well, hold that thought right there. Because, Brother Taylor, we have also two of awesome buddy of mine out in Palm Springs, California, Allen,
okay.
Mr. Allen. So, guys, this guy is like a brother to me, and he is legit. You want a man that's legit? I mean, I don't put them with cheese on it, but I'm just telling you how I feel about it, man. And I learned a lot from growing up, and I wish I could be able to give us a little bit what he got. You know what I mean? As he's a good person, great person. But go ahead. We're gonna say this before you what you just said. I had a guy. Hold on a second. I had a guy. He come telling me. He said. I had two guys actually. That kind of gave me a little discussion about what I said about this. I said, listen, let me tell you something. I said, Obama's administration and the administration of Obama was approved before the research for the virus, before gain of function, where they go and make this Frankenstein drug, okay? And during this gain of function, it was handed over to the Chinese, to Wuhan in 2015. They don't want to believe that. You know what I mean? They don't want to predict. They got mad at me. I said, listen, I ain't saying for Trump or for Obama. I'm just trying to tell you what happened. So exactly what you said is the truth. Now, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. I just think that I'm like you. I really sometimes, even on my Facebook page, I try to stay really out of the politics. I read. I get research. I'm a history major. I read a lot. And you can't believe everything you hear. But I can remember him talking about this. I was even looking at it on Netflix. They were making a movie, I think, about 2009 about a pandemic, you know. And I'm looking around here at the places that expecting. There's no way that they did not know this was going on, and they could have been better prepared. I like to say one senator said that maybe we need to kill off the population, man. I mean, I hate to even say these things, man, but it's. This some of this stuff. I mean, just look at it. Why is Florida? Why did they go out and open up Florida and 1,400 people? Why did they do that? I mean, does that even make sense? Come on. Does it take a rocket science to figure out what's going on in the country? Come on, man.
It's true.
I'm being real about this. I'm trying
it's
to stay
true.
Safe, but I'm still trying to live my life. I'm being cautious. I'm not going to be ignorant out there and do some things that I'm not supposed to be doing. I've been staying in, washing my hands. Trying to stay healthy. Matter of fact, I'm calling to your show. Normally, this is the time I do my run out to the school and back. I got right near my house, Highfield Academy. I usually run about a mile and a half and run back around this time
during the
evening because I said I got to stay healthy just in case, you know what I'm saying, while I can hold this off if something does happen, you know what I'm saying? I think we still have to prepare for this. But I think this thing is not going anywhere fast, man. I think this thing is gonna last for a minute, man. We might as well dig in and get ready to see, hey man, face head on. And then I got faith. You know, we were raised as Christians too. I have Christian faith, but that don't mean I'm going to be stupid either. You know what I'm saying? That's
absolutely
how we were raised. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
To have common sense also. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
we have common sense.
That's what I'm trying to do about myself.
Mr. Taylor, Ryan, what you think about that? Yeah, bro.
He's right. Yeah, he's right on with it. And to say and to piggyback off of some of what he said, what he brought up, we're gonna get into a little later, is, you know, about population control, okay? And
absolutely.
Like, go on, jump in the water, you know, if you want to, you know, it's not chlorined out. And guess what? If you want to jump in the ocean, go ahead, because we didn't tell y'all that, you know, that the sharks are just 3 feet away from the beach line. Okay, we're
that's
not telling
right
you everything, but you know, go on and jump out there. You know, so a couple of people can get knocked off. Me personally, you know, I'm like, hey, when they get a thumbs up or whatever, you know, the epidemic or the pandemic is over with. Hey, you know, I'm a still lean back and relax a little bit, okay?
Absolutely.
Because
yeah,
I'm like, you know, just like they talking about the second wave of stimulus checks, I'll more
right
so be the second wave of everybody, you know, jumping out in the public and doing, you know, doing the thing around mass amounts of people. Put it that particular way.
What about people don't get fooled by the stimulus check either? You know, don't just
right
if somebody gives you a stimulus check, you don't think you got to support them because they give you a couple of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If people
come
get millions, we're going to trip out on 1,200, and there's people around here getting millions. You know what I'm saying?
Which is, yeah, right.
I'm all
the above. Bring all
the
above.
Frankenstein,
like I said.
Frankenstein scientists.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
it's
election year. It's 2020 election year.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, man, it's a message to the madness, brother. Always a message. My dad tells me that all the time. Hey, man, things don't come free. Something comes with it.
Since you're on that topic, I'm going to let you, Alan, I want you to go ahead and give Brother Taylor something right there. Just alone, because Brother Taylor, I said, we talked about this last time, it was in the news. And see, this is the problem. They can fool some people out here in the world today. But ain't no more fools
right
no more, okay? Ain't no more fools. Stop looking, everybody no fool. Okay, so but check this out. So what happened was they say all the blacks they dying, the blacks dying, the population dying, right? So I'm like, every black person they say, oh, the black is raising up, and I said to myself, I said, you know, they rise because the fact is, it's insurance. They can't afford a lot of they don't have the jobs. You're not giving opportunity. You're not giving a lot of opportunity to get the
that's
job.
Right.
But then again, they're not getting the jobs, and all of a sudden, how can they pay for the insurance? Because now it is. I'm going to tell you about the insurance, what it is today. Alan, could you break this down? Just the loan, just the first time they come in there, what do you say, Alan? What are they paying? The insurance alone, what they making? Around what figure?
Well, look at it this way. Basically, what Mr. Taylor said is true from going from the beginning to the end of it being engineered. In 2015, the development of a bioweapon, Obama administration approved it before, during, and after its gain of function creativeness. It was allowed to be sold, pushed over to the Chinese and to leave the country to Wuhan. That's where they added further gain of function with nanotechnology, if I'm not mistaken. And thus you have the final COVID-19. They paid $3.7 million. The National Institute of Health, Fauci was anointed as head, you know, he's the head of the National Institute of Health. They gave $3.7 million for that development in Wuhan. That
all
was a funded, yeah, so you're talking about also receiving up to, $100 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as of last November or October, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So there's a tremendous conflict of interest there between Fauci as well as Birx, who's also involved with the management of some donated funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So you're talking about an extreme. Now, getting back to your question, what is it, the compensation for someone that shows up in your urgent care hospital, whatever, diagnosed with COVID-19. Well, if I'm not mistaken, if they come in diagnosed with COVID-19, they are compensated, I think it's $4,600 for that type of patient. We'll say patient type number one. Number two would be someone that comes into that urgent care, that hospital, that requires, with heavy symptoms, that requires hospital stay, et cetera, et cetera, and on-site treatment and recovery. That's type of patient two. They would get $13,000 for that patient.
Right.
Now, if a hospital comes in and someone is sickly, but they need the respirator treatment, they're going to be there for a while, right? They get $40,000 for someone being diagnosed, maybe 35, I forgot the exact figure, but let's say 30 on the short side just to be safe. For that type of, of that diagnosis and treatment. So you can see there's a monetary reward system for saying someone with a hangnail, hey, they got coronavirus. So you can take that from there.
We on now, the 100th year anniversary.
Epidemic. You said something about James said something about on his Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. Hopefully we don't get cut off for this one. But a lot of censoring going on because this information is being censored.
They can put out
numbers they
want to put out.
Yeah. And guess what?
You know,
the person who's in charge of Facebook, Alan.
No, we're not going to talk about that right now. That's too.
We'll put that one on hold.
That's too much information. Yeah. I'm trying to make it to the next show.
Stevie, we don't want to get kicked out.
You don't want to hear about that one, I guess. Right now, you're right.
We
got time for it. I kind of understand that too, man. I just hope people take precaution here.
We've already been knocked off.
How soon do y'all think that we're going to be back to normal? Or how do you think we'll ever get back in the near future back to normal?
Well, the thing is,
Brother Taylor, my question is, let me ask you this: What do you consider back to normal?
Let me say this. Maybe about like it was maybe 5 years ago. I'm just really expounding. Uh-huh. But I'm just saying, maybe just being able to just function like they do our daily functions like we've been doing. You know, I don't know. You know, I was never around a whole bunch of large groups other than at my job because I am a teacher and a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm around kids and I'm in stadiums. And so, but other than that, I'm just not a person that, you know, I don't have to go to the club anymore. I'm 53 years old, by the way. I'm older than Steve, so I'm a little older, but I'm under me. I'm in between him and his brothers. But, yeah, certain things that I was already practicing now, it's like now I'm at home in my house, you know, I'm checking some papers online. I usually walk. As you get older, you try to prepare yourself for a better life. You try to keep yourself mentally and physically fit, and keep what's going on. So, I just would like to still be able to like I know Stevie. I can't get on the golf course, man. You know, if I get on the golf course, I might even be halfway okay. You know, but I would just like to see people doing whatever they want to do without restrictions, man. Maybe that's what I'm saying.
I'm with you, and I was just I was being facetious. Okay, and being devil's advocate a little bit, I see what your answer to normalcy is too. That's kind of like what Stevie would say. Once the golf course is back in full function, then everything is normal, right? So but personally, if I could put a stamp on it, I would say by summertime. By summertime, probably over like the next month and a half around Memorial Day.
Do you think they want to lose all of that money out on the NFL? Not having just think how big a business that is, the NFL. Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the revenue that the NFL brings in, the owners, do you think they really want to lose all of that money?
Absolutely not. That's why they're still having a virtual. That's why they're gonna have a virtual draft this weekend.
Exactly.
You know that. They're gonna get it done.
Major League Baseball
yeah.
is talking about, you know, trying something, you know, without fans. And the NBA is trying. Everybody's trying.
Mm-hmm.
It's big business, too. It's a lot of millions of dollars.
Yes.
I think they don't want to leave on the chase. Something's got to give here.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
There's one thing
yes.
you forgot. Right there in West Texas, the oil industry, the petroleum,
oh.
look at it this
oh,
way.
Yeah.
The petroleum
okay.
is down to -$38 a barrel. That's -$38.
Hey, the gas
it cost them 30.
All-time low.
Hold on.
Mm.
It cost
okay.
them $38 a barrel to warehouse that barrel right now. That's how low it is.
Okay.
It's a negative. They
okay.
got to pay you $38,000
hey,
to take a barrel. So
mm-hmm.
that's the first time in history it's ever been that. So what's happening here is a total upside down nature and inside out existence of the market right now. You've got big tanker ships just circling, just parked out there in the ocean. In Saudi Arabia, you've got it down to probably $30 or $40 a barrel. This is, and with how they've built up their country in Dubai, all of that, they need it to be at $80 a barrel just to make those payments and interest payments. So
absolutely.
The coal industry is upside down. So it's not just, when we talk about the NFL
mm-hmm.
and NBA and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
yes, that's a lot of money. But when you're talking about the petroleum industry,
yeah.
that's another
yeah.
planet. That's an ionosphere. You're talking about.
Well,
okay.
Brother Taylor. Brother Taylor.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you're staying safe. I'm glad you called in.
Hey, man.
You're more than welcome to call
safe
anytime
too,
you want.
You know, it's all love, man. We just like family, bro. I have support,
absolutely.
Brother, because you came and supported me. Steve came and spoke at my school. I sure appreciated that, man. It's been a good, that was a lasting impact, man. I appreciate that. I'm doing my walk
yes,
now, so.
That's
I'm,
it. That's good stuff.
I'm about to tune out, bro.
All right, man. Hey, look, I really appreciate it. Hey, stay safe. Glad
okay.
you called in. God bless.
Hey, man,
thanks.
I'll be tuning in. I'll be tuning in later on
all right,
this
okay.
year. So
that'll work.
Look
thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Now, that unscripted, heartfelt communication is powerful. That's a powerful
yes.
love.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, like you said, when the show cut off earlier, I thought we was going to lose the show.
Yeah.
Like I said, See, a lot of people are afraid to hear the truth. They're afraid to hear the truth and understand that this is what's happening. They're afraid to speak the truth. They're afraid
yeah.
to speak the truth. And a lot of times it's that, you know, listen, it does not make sense what's going on, okay? A lot of it does not make sense. And I'm glad he called in. A man is extremely smart and have a lot of common sense. So double combination right there. It's a double sword. He has it, and I'm glad he called in. Guys, I want to talk about this plan. So the plan we're talking about, so this plan with this one side, and we'll go to the other side. This one side, Alan, you broke some things down, but the plan was to basically an event to allow control by clamping down society. And Yabo talked about that. Now you talked about that. Taking control of our climate, our government, the military, legal department, to take charge of all churches. Almost it seemed like to me it's like one world monetary system. Am I saying that wrong?
That the monetary is next. Exactly. Implement a cryptocurrency. You got it.
Yeah.
And these plans have been in place for
yes.
you know, for 100 years. They don't make plans like 2 years out and that kind
no,
of thing.
No,
so,
no.
So, see, it's through
no.
incrementalism, through the slow rollout, so slow you don't notice it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason people, they want you to feel powerless, like it's inevitable, but you have to understand something. When the normal man on the street hears information that is that maybe, let's say, maybe chilling to actually believe that that's possible and true right up under his nose. When you hear information like that, the people who are scared are the ones, it's the psychology. Once you hear something like that, you're compelled to have to do something about it. The Joe in the street doesn't want to do anything about it. He doesn't want to be in that position. He just wants to be left alone. But there comes a time where silence is betrayal. By Martin Luther King Jr., you have to be able to have the discernment to decide, hey, this is dangerous to me, mankind, humanity, et cetera, I have to do something. My neighbor's house is on fire. I have to stand up and say something. It's that kind of thing. And there comes a point in everyone's life where that line in the sand is going to be crossed. It just depends on where your line in the sand is. Just remember, mm-hmm. the Revolutionary War didn't need the 5%, 6%, 7% of the population to stand up and take arms. They didn't need 95%. So the guy in the right. street thinks that, oh, everybody doesn't think so, so therefore I do think that way, but I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to go along to get along. And that's how you end up mm-hmm. in it.
And that's,
well,
that's a problem. That's
that,
a problem.
You get the point.
I'm glad you brought that word revolution up, Alan, and it's tying into everything that we're saying because – well, Stevie knows this as well. I don't necessarily, I mean, I know you from the show and everything like that, and I appreciate you, Alan. But when it comes to everyday moving around, Stevie knows me. And when it comes to music and reading and being inclined educationally as well, he knows this about me as well because you brought up the word revolution. And one of my people that I've always listened to and I've always loved is, you know, is Gil Scott Heron. And that's one thing. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, Alan. And that's one, you
know
that's
exactly
one of the songs, you know, is not going to be televised, okay? The revolution will not be televised, okay? So that's a strong word that you brought up because as Stevie said, you know, to get us even talking about this right now, it's
mm-hmm.
our duty to be able to speak about things and not hold, you know, our truth, because everybody's truth is a little different. That's why I always love mathematics. 2 + 2 = 4 across the world, just in different language, okay? But we all have different opinions and different truths, but there are certain facts, okay, when everything comes down to it. And the fact of the matter is that the people that have voices, the people that know better, we have to do better, and by doing better, we're educating and talking about touchy subjects that people are afraid to talk about. Like Stevie said, you know, afraid. That's that good old Southern accent right there.
Exactly.
Afraid.
You know something?
Yeah.
You know, I get what you're saying and where you're coming from. Because I grew mm-hmm. up with army tanks, National Guard, mm-hmm. at the major intersections growing up back in, back during the civil mm-hmm. rights in Greensboro, North Carolina, there were, mm-hmm. You know, the racial riots, et cetera. And my mom was friends with Martin Luther King Jr. till he died. Mm-hmm. And hell, I even have a letter from Coretta Scott King on my phone between written to my mom between, you know, the Voters' Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. So it's like mm-hmm. insane. This world is actually small, but, you know, hey, that injustice anywhere is no justice everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we once again, we have to continue to educate the people and educate ourselves, too, because when you're educating, teaching others, you're also learning yourself at the same time. So any withheld information is no good in my eyes. Okay. You don't. So, and that's where I come from, put it that way. And why would I hold on to information that I know will help the masses, you know, that I'll be doing the masses a disservice and myself a disservice by not doing what I was put here to do, okay? Because like you said, when people get pushed up against the wall or their backs are against the wall, some people fight out of necessity. Some people stand up out of necessity, and this is a necessary time for people to stand up and continue to support and continue to help each other, not just necessarily monetarily, but, you know, things like I was telling you, go to the store for somebody, take somebody to the store, go get something from the store for somebody that doesn't have a car. Anything that you can do to help out someone, then that's what we need to be doing. It's all different forms, you know,
mm-hmm.
ways of doing
correct,
it.
Correct. Because that makes people feel like they aren't alone. And if you notice, everything about this is to make you feel alone. Stay in your home.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
No, you can't go to anywhere but our store.
Turn on your neighbors.
Store.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't put, you can't
see,
put people in the game plan.
Right, and they want everybody to say, oh, it's the government. It's not the government. It's a portion within that's embedded in the government. So look at the government cut in half. One side good, the other side bad, trying to take over. Same thing, FBI. Yeah. They're good people there. They're bad people. They're bad people trying to run the good people out in any organization. And but see, we've laid back and just want to be left alone enough that now the big pockets, I mean, sorry, the bad pockets in all of these segregated areas have now become the bigger half, even though a half is a half, but you get my point. It has now allowed that these cancer clusters to grow large, and now they're encroaching our space, the good people's space, and trying to take over.
Right, and see the artists, you got to understand, my buddies, but Ryan would tell you this, and Alan would say this. If Ryan is wrong, I'm gonna let him know. If vice versa, I'm wrong, he's gonna tell me. Same with Alan, they're gonna tell me if I'm wrong, man. You out there putting out this mad virus right here, man. I said, you know, that's wrong, man. I mean, are you all right? Are you mentally okay? I told somebody this. I told a young girl this. Young girl, she's about 11 years old. And I was talking to her about something. I said, let me tell you something. I said, you see that person over there? I said, because what they do in their position don't mean that they're mentally right. There's a lot of mentally people out here that's sick, all different ages. And she looked at me I said, think about it. And she started thinking folks didn't know who exactly I'm talking about. And she kind of like looked at me and she said, really? And she said, I said, watch. I said, you'll see. And you pay attention. I said, because there's a lot of mentally people out here. They might have a high position, make it filter it. Other people that don't have a dime in the bank. But that doesn't mean that they're okay. Okay? Because they're going to a job. They could be mentally off. Let me tell you this, though. Off course, we're going to say this, or not just don't know. We'll say this. See, you got to understand, because this what? Everybody want to believe. Everybody, you see all these movies right now on television, everything you see right now advertised is all about blood and death and the demon. But nobody wants
that
to
skull,
ever believe in a God.
Skull jewelry and clothes.
Everything you see.
Skull on everything. Oh, skull on people.
Scare you up. So, but check this out, though. There today is 450 to 500 million positive atheists in the world. They don't believe in God. 450 to 500 million. Like, now, I'm not pulling no fingers, but I'm just going to tell you what's going on. 200 million atheists are in China. The largest. Now, I'm just letting you guys know that these are people, really, they don't have no soul, man. If you don't have no soul, you don't have no God, you don't have no soul. I'm sorry, you just don't. You're missing something. But I'm just saying
that's why they're the most oppressive regime in the world.
There you go. But you can change. You can change. But I'm just saying, when you come, listen, you're on the wrong side, okay? Get yourself right and get yourself on the right side, okay? Because that's just the way it is. It ain't no because, no, that's the way it is. But I think, I'd like to let you guys know, I think, and we're going to talk about this. Now, what about the right other side? We have this one side that's actually trying to destroy the world and also to put us in control over here in the United States. While the other side, they seem like they're fighting against it. They're trying to get their country back started, to get things back on track again. And we'll jump in that a little bit later, too. All right. I like to thank Michigan, Lansing, Michigan, for stepping up and say, listen, you're not going to be telling me like I'm a little kid or like a little dog what I can and cannot do during my hours of the day. You're not going to tell me, because they realize, somebody said, you know what? Our civil rights are being violated. Our constitutional rights are violated. Didn't we just say that last show? And I'm glad after the show, I'm not saying it was us, but I'm saying someone stepped up and was like, you know what? No. That's common sense. Okay, we're a mask in the area. People be sneezing. Someone can have coronavirus. But you go home. You got curfew. Like, I almost said something right there on the show. I know it's the wrong show. But are you kidding me? And then there you go. You have so many followers in the world that don't even believe what they see. What they see is what they believe. That's it. And control. This one doesn't make any sense. And you guys can kind of tag on this and do what you think about this. We have all these restrictions. This nonsense right here. All right. Restrictions that make sense and restrictions that doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense. Okay? Nonsense first. We're going to make sense. Washing hands. Okay. That started out when washing hands started way back when I was a little baby with my grandparents and everything else. All right. People don't. So there are people that's not clean. All right. But you guys know that's common sense. Covered sneezes. We talked that too when I was young. Coughs. Face mask. Okay. To prevent from, you know, from getting being coughed on or any virus floating on the next person's saliva, et cetera. Distance from other to reduce spread of the virus, okay? Less in close contact gatherings, okay? This is the nonsense, though. Nonsense. Okay. Top 10 people or less, how is this number determined? Yeah, bro. It's a top 10. We're going to have 10 people in some of these stores or less to get in line. Only have 10 people. So who broke the numbers up? Who broke the numbers up? If you want to, you know, then you told you cannot go to church, but you can buy liquor. You can't buy. You can't buy no seed or furniture, non-essential. But you're controlled to stay home. You can't plant a garden if you stay home. You have no seed in your yard, and also too. And you have to. I mean, tell me what's going on with this.
First of all, well, real quickly, it's not planting seed, not planting the seed, not allowing that is an effort to keep you from thinking that you can be self-sustaining. You need them. You can't go shopping anywhere. You got to shop at their designated little general store. Walmart can be open, but all the other shops around it cannot. Let's say the hardware store, the mom-and-pop hardware store local, it sells the same thing as Walmart. Walmart can sell that stuff, but they can't. They got to close down altogether. So you see the pattern of indoctrination into their scheme of you need us, you have to do what we say, because they're setting a precedent for the next time this may happen or any event, any kind of chaos, so that they can make order out of it, and you need them to make the order out of it. See how the dependency is tried to be established? That's what's happening, that control.
Mm-hmm. So they go ahead, they're actually planning to everyone's brain, to people's brain right now. It's like this. I was in the grocery store, y'all, bro, today, and I'm going to go to the grocery store real quick and grab something. And I'm in the grocery store. I'm looking around the aisle, and all of a sudden I see this line, like, this the way you go, this direction. Okay, I'm following the line.
Yeah, bro.
So I went to the line. I stopped, like, did you have this line? Then they said I had to go this direction to the grocery store. I can't go down a certain aisle. I have to go, like, each aisle, like, up and down, like a – like a maze, programming your mind.
Yeah.
You know. And I'm like, hey, I went to run down the aisle. And look, what they were having. So I came up the aisle. Yeah, I didn't go down. Exactly. We're going to see it in a few minutes. I was going up, like going to the restroom, by the restroom. And this lady, this young girl, she went to go down the wrong way and look back at me. She's like, oh, like, all of a sudden, I said, don't look at me. I said, go down the aisle. Give me a kid to get. Because down the aisle, you got people standing all different directions. So explain that to me why I can't go down that aisle. If they stand, they back against me, or one is facing me, that's who down the aisle. So, but they already embedding that seed into your brain. Okay? That's what they're doing right now to get you going. So basically, it's stickers on the floor, and you follow the stickers. There's to be falling off the got you back in the back somewhere. And all of a sudden, you know, you just keep following those stickers. Keep being the little puppy.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what's going on. You know, you have to be careful. And then the curfews closing the parks. Like, if anything, they
well,
closed the park. Some
ask
people,
Tom Brady about the park.
What happened to Tom Brady?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was out exercising a little bit out in the public park there down in Florida, right? And they said, excuse me, you can't be here. You got to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the park. It's closed.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah. In some areas, it's to the point to where they're having people being rewarded for calling in and telling on people. You know,
that's the stompy
so
move. You know, tell on your neighbor.
Yeah.
Tell on your neighbor.
Yeah.
No, they got a snitch control, Ron. You said you mentioned it last show, Ron, about the snitch reward. It's in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It said you must have a certificate to move back and forth. They try to put this in San Francisco, and you got these clowns calling it. Okay. I'm not
next
sorry,
to the
guys.
Beat,
I mean
go from
clown. I didn't mean to call you guys clowns. I'm just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
To wake up and pay attention. I apologize saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
you
see, like
you
said,
but if you keep listening to that, you're gonna be a clown. You keep listening to it.
Hey
Steve, you
yeah.
keep listening. Yeah. You keep listening. Like if they keep listening to that, that little certificate to move around will turn into that invisible ink tattoo that Bill Gates wants to give everybody to move around.
Alan,
we're
going to wait. That's
part four.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. That's part four.
Back to these
backup. Sorry.
Back to these stitches.
I got
to
chop that short. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all you know, all psychological conditioning, you know, like Pavlov, the dog.
Pavlov's dog,
know,
you
every,
got it.
Yeah, yeah, everything
right.
like that, you know. Ring this bell, I'll give you this certificate if you tell on somebody. Okay, I want a certificate. You understand? But, yeah.
Ron just methodically lays it out nice and simple. You can be dumb and follow their deadly plan. Simple as that. Or you can choose to live.
Can I finish?
I love
saying
it.
This they call it San Francisco snitches. Okay. I love San Francisco. San Francisco snitches. Neighbor can get a financial reward by telling on Ryan or Alan from leaving the door in the
Yeah, man. And that's what everything right now is coming down to. You have to laugh at it, man. You have to laugh. Obviously people have been affected, you know, by this whole pandemic, you know. But when it comes down to it, man, you have to laugh, man, because you will go crazy. You know, your average person,
you will
go crazy. Because once again, Stevie, going to our ball days, our football days, anything, man, you can be conditioned in any way. You know, if you know you almost world class speed. I'm almost world class speed. Okay, but
I keep telling you
every day, you too slow. You're like, man, hold up, man. I know. Wait a minute. I'm slow right here. You know, it's like what's going on? You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like if you keep hearing things over repeatedly, you know, you psychologically will be affected by it, you know. So
that
we can go on for days and days about that situation, but that's what's happening right now because, and I don't mean to harp on anybody that has pre-existing conditioning, but a lot of people that are going down are people that already have had, you know, pre-existing conditions. Okay.
Right.
So, and what I mean by that, and Sister Charlotte has been on here the last couple of weeks and has done an outstanding job. And I'm not focusing on talking about her in any particular way because I know a lot of people that have asthma. You know, but even let's just say, for example, we're talking about football and we're talking about Brady and everything. Von Miller, all-pro lineman. I mean, not lineman, but outside linebacker.
Outside
for
linebacker.
The Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
He's playing. He's in playing shape. He's in his prime right now, and he caught it. So I'm like, man, when I keep seeing stuff every day, I'm like, well, let me see how he caught it, okay? And he's like, same situation. I'm asthmatic, and my inhaler wasn't working correctly because it was getting worn out because I'm not supposed. He said I've been in the house for this past month. I've done everything that they said. So once again, everything that they said, okay, I've done everything that they said, okay. But knowing that your inhaler is going bad, and you don't want to go to the store, or you don't want to make any moves to make yourself better.
This has happened to you. You're right.
You see what
you're
I'm
right.
saying?
Exactly.
So it's not like it's not nobody old. It's not nobody that's in the hospital or anything like that. This man is world class shape. Okay, he's in world class,
right.
tip top physical shape. You see what I'm saying? And he caught
right.
it. Okay, so I'm
let
like, that's
you,
why I like, let me read. Yeah, so, but he had
let
asthma.
Me ask you some, oh, go ahead. Yeah, let me ask you something real quick. Because you bring up some just very good, basic, no frills, common sense points, just like you did with Charlotte and I commented
that?
On, just like this. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Didn't you think, like I probably thought, that Charlotte has to be pretty smart because no one called her back to check on things,
absolutely.
But she managed to go walking, mm-hmm. get out, get some sun during the peak hours to get the vitamin D, et cetera,
yeah.
going, to get the blood
yeah.
pumping.
Yeah.
Don't sit in the house being sedentary. Drinking plenty of fluids. Everyone stopped calling, didn't come to check on it. But guess what? She used her common sense, and like she said last week, she's making marked progression. But it's she's not 100% out of the woods, but no one's called on her to check or to give her a test to see if she's negative for coronavirus or COVID-19, et cetera, et cetera. But taking it upon herself to, I'm not going to just listen to them. It doesn't seem right just to stay holed up in the house and doing nothing.
Yes.
Waiting on
them. And then not tell anybody. Then inform me not to tell anyone.
Yes.
It's like,
so no one can come to help
right?
you. They don't know you're sick.
Yes. So big ups once again to Charlotte for coming on the last couple of weeks and giving her story,
from the inside.
That's major. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's major. Mm-hmm.
No conjecture, all facts.
I know plenty of people in the medical field, and that makes, once again, like you were saying earlier, Alan, about FBI, about government, it's there's good and there's bad, okay? And
there's absolutely
that's
good
bad,
people in medical organizations.
That's bad medical. That's bad for the medical field right there. I'm sorry.
Yes. What'd you just say? Hold
that
on.
That is
I'm sorry.
Bad.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Say it again, Ryan. Ryan, about the, you saying about the medical field is bad, what's going on out there? Because now.
Oh. That's a disservice to being in the medical field, okay?
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't care what nobody
says
about that. How you gonna tell me not to inform?
That goes against the Hippocratic Oath.
How you gonna tell me not to inform people? One, two, you're not gonna give me any solutions, okay? So I'm taking. I can talk some other personal stuff that I don't even want to talk about right now, but that sounds like that has legal that has legal ramifications behind it.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I thought the medical professionals were there to look out for your best interest from a professional health conscious point of view, because you don't have all of the health information that they went to school for 4 to 10 years right? So you're trusting them from an inside point of view. And all of a sudden, they're using all of their tricks to get you, you might say.
Common
sense. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show with Coach Ryan Yarbrough. We have a good friend of mine, Alan, on. Who's calling?
This is Charlotte.
Charlotte. They were talking about you. They were talking bad about you, too. Real bad about you. No,
her ears are burning.
But Stevie told us. We were just talking about what Stevie told us. So,
Full grin. Yeah. No, they were saying about how you when you left there and a lot of things that was just a lot of loopholes in it. We was talking about how you getting through and how basically, if you want to let the audience know for a second, you got Charlotte. She had COVID-19, coronavirus, and she got through it, and I think she's still in the process of still healing. But could you tell us a couple some loopholes that you had, Charlotte, if you can, your experience with the coronavirus?
Yes. A couple of my loopholes, one was just having to be persistent to even get tested because my symptoms weren't the normal symptoms. And the biggest issue for me has been no follow-up. No follow-up.
Yes.
That it's just unbelievable to me that nobody has followed up.
So that's still to this day.
Wow.
Charlotte, that's still to this day. No one has followed up with you.
No one has followed up with me. No.
Wow.
No.
Ellen, what you think about that?
I think that's pretty incredible because in this day and this time of keeping critical statistics and blasting them on television every morning, every other hour, updating the live datagram, the data set, that here you have someone who theoretically, for all practical purposes for them, they need to be sure of her status, be it good, bad, or the ugly, and they have yet to follow up to check that. I mean, how are you going to accurately depict that in statistical analysis where big decisions are made based on those data sets to help others when they aren't even helping those right now in their face? That's appalling to me, but then again, this could be the ramblings of a maniac, someone who is seeing it from a common sense perspective.
Charlotte, how you feel right now, though? How you feel? You feel like you're a little bit better?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. I'm now, even though when I was going through it, I wasn't having that issue, but I'm like having more issues with drainage and stuff in my throat. So my throat is a lot more scratchier, and so it's just these little lingering things. And like I said, I reached out to my doctor and asked her, do I need to be retested for a negative test? And she was like, well, I don't know. They haven't given us any protocols.
They didn't give you anything for that vaccine?
No.
Okay.
I don't take vaccines, period, just because of my health issues. I don't do them.
Right.
But the only vaccine I've ever had is like the pneumonia vaccine because that's supposed to help with my condition, but that's like every 5 years. So I haven't been on any type of medication, nothing, this whole time. I wasn't prescribed anything. Now, if I had tested positive for the flu, they would have put me on Tamiflu. But because I tested negative for flu, they didn't give me any type of medication. The only thing I was told was I had to go home and quarantine for 14 days. If I got worse, go to the emergency room.
Okay.
And they just give you like a handout that states that same thing.
Right. So this is what's going on, and we were talking about this. The COVID-19 test could scoop, and I was talking to Al about this, about a false positive, Alan. He said because it runs the same thing, because it picks up the basic coronaviruses. Nevertheless, the same viruses that Lysol kills, actually. The problem is that it shows a larger number promoting a bigger wave of fear. Did you mention that, Alan? You were talking about that?
Yes, that's what my understanding is because of the test kits, which they're few and far between. There isn't a protocol in terms of here the test kits, administer them, et cetera, et cetera. They are constantly adjusting the numbers. Even China has adjusted their numbers. So it seems to be quite a bit of hide the football, if you will, with the accurate numbers. And thusly, you can see my concern with having someone live experiencing a coronavirus effects and then not having that tracked properly and communicated, you know, through the treatment, et cetera, through her prognosis. So that just seems kind of highly unusual and suspect to me. But as Stevie was saying, according to the tests that are administered, it's not a clear pattern of, yes, these people are absolutely tested in this particular situation, and no, these aren't. It's just hit or miss in every location, not situation, every location has evidently a different approach to it. It's not a blanket approach.
That's what we're going to talk about, Charlotte. I want you to call in. I'm glad you're doing okay, getting well, because I want you to call in next show. Next show, we're going to talk about vaccines. And then what you're going to call back in, because what we're saying right now is kind of it's going to grow into what the next topic on the vaccine situation. We're going to talk about vaccines on the next topic.
The second half of that answer that I was giving will be in part four in terms of the real answer to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan, you want to let it go? Want to talk to her for I'll let it go.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing better, Charlotte. And the my answer to that protocol, what's the protocol for following up with you, is test me again and tell me that it's negative. Okay.
Right.
That's my answer for that. They say they don't have an answer for the protocol. Okay, you told me that I had it. Now test me again and so I can say that I don't have it again, you know. So
right.
continue peace and blessing and good health to you, and we'll be talking again next week.
Okay, thank you.
And it was good hearing from you, Charlotte, and I'm glad you're doing well. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
That's awesome, guys, having Charlotte call in. That was nice right there. She called in. That's a situation, but it kind of ties into what we're saying. That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, guys, our constitutional rights, guys, you got to understand, your constitutional rights have been violated. Gun purchases have stopped, commerce stopped, news brainwashing, you know, there's a script. They're being scripted to say one script because there are certain guys that pay these news anchors to say what they're supposed to say. And we're not going to get into what one of the news anchors went off on the other day. He kind of got, you know, but we'll talk about that. That's another time, too. But they're being told what to say. They've been told what to say. And now, let me ask you guys a question.
They're following a script.
Let me ask you a question. Who is the lead funder of the World Health Organization, guys? Do you know who it is? Well, let me tell you. Do you guys know who is the lead founder of the World Health Organization while this is going on? Who's over this?
Break it down.
The United States.
Okay. Bill?
G-A-T-E-S. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There you go.
See, if the United States contributes the most money there, and Bill Gates is definitely funding all those projects at the National Institute of Health, all of these projects and all, and it's just he's the world's famous doctor, most famous doctor. Even though he has no degree whatsoever, medical degree whatsoever, his hands are in all of these related questionable practices.
That's like putting me up in there right now with these viruses and understand what virus is which and how to formulate it and all this, right? That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. Come on now. All right. We're gonna let him go out in the football field and run a route. Like, it's not gonna, he don't get open. He won't get off the line. He won't know the route tree.
Right.
You know, so come on now. So let me ask you a question. Now that the world know who's funding this, you guys know who's funding this whole Okay. So check this out. Do you believe there would be another pandemic? Yeah, bro.
Yes. Yes.
You see, he mentioned football. Ron. He mentioned running routes. You know what? I'm going to ask you guys a question since you guys are proficient in this arena and I merely see it at a distance on the television. But if you're playing in a regular season game and you're automatically going to be in the playoffs, do you play hard in that last season game or do you play harder in the Super Bowl? Now, we know you're a professional. You play hard all the time, okay?
Right, there you go.
Exactly. You know where I'm going. Same thing in NBA. Do you play harder in a regular season game or during the playoffs in the seventh game of the playoffs, of the championship game? Exactly. They put this out to set up the pattern of how they're going to do business and keep the clamps on and controls, put the controls in place to get it started. And then another wave made in order for them to really ratchet it down. Exactly. Ron, that's exactly what Ron is saying, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And I agree with him.
Yes, sir. You already know.
Yeah.
You already know.
They're practicing their routes now to run in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No. You already know.
I'm crazy. I know.
It's going to continue. Yeah, it will continue.
Yes, sir.
I mean, not just this one, but it'll be. I mean, we keep talking about things, and like I always tell people too, the games have always been here throughout human life.
Mm-hmm.
Just the names have changed. Okay, and I'm graphic sometimes when I speak, so I switch it a little bit up, but.
Mm-hmm.
Prostitution has been going on since day one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drug use has been going on since day one, okay?
Yep. Pharmakia.
So,
yep.
And I'm gonna just leave it as simple as that. Just the names have changed, okay, over
mm-hmm.
the years and over the generations and over the centuries, but it's the same thing. So, do I feel that there'll be another pandemic after this one is, you know, quote unquote, over? Yes.
Stabilized, uh huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I agree with you hard. Yeah.
Yeah, one second. And for your listeners, I've had guys, we've had quite a few guys trying to get in, but my board was filled with guys calling in, and there were some guys that can get to. For your listeners, if you want to call in, we still have 15 minutes to call in. So if you guys listen, you can call in. I can get you on right quick. If you want to call in. But go ahead, guys. Go ahead. Sorry about that. I want to say that. Go ahead.
Okay. One last thing, Ron, on your point, there's one thing. In the Super Bowl, the winner is never guaranteed. The strongest team is never guaranteed the win, is it? So that right there tells you too many people are waking up now. They have blown their undercoverness. They've been decloaked. And the little man on the street is waking up fast now. They didn't count on us waking up so fast. I think that's a major problem for them.
Mm-hmm.
They jumped the shark, as they say. They jumped the shark. They crossed the Rubicon, however you want to say it.
Now, I'm going to say this. Let me tell you how God works. You have some people, when they worry about focusing on the wrong thing in life, the certain people that they get absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
When they focus on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
God allowed the devil to work on the other side. Put you at work to string you back out. It's like, okay, you have a job to do. You need to do your job and start worrying about what's going on the other side. What's right over here? Because you're in charge. Now you want to be, more or less bring this mentality in a sense to tell people what they do because you're in charge. But now, and if you have common sense, what I'm saying right, if you have common sense to understand what I'm saying right now, you should have common sense to understand that you're getting beat out here, people making y'all look like puppets with all these restrictions and trying to control us. So back to what I was saying. So now you should understand that God allowed things to happen. So now you can lead like you're supposed to lead. Speaking of leading, do you guys want to believe there's an investigation that's going on behind this, what's going on right now with China against the United States? And certain particular people, individuals that's engaging in China's work and quietly promoting some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe this could be an investigation Are they going to let it go? You know, like, oh.
You need help something?
I tell you what. You can have a certain a color of person walk into the store, and they just thought. He got a Snickers bar.
Mm-hmm.
They will run to the cameras, fall to the cameras. I knew he would do it. My grandparents told me he would do it.
Mm-hmm.
One back. You know what? I wish I could have been doing some street talk just right. I really wanted to really bad, but that's how angry I am. But before I was trying to say something, you know, Ron, I get going talking fast. You know what time it is. I'm gonna slow down, but
yeah,
I'm just saying that. Hey, I'm just saying that would be an investigation because this particular person of color, a certain complexion, stole a freaking candy bar. But is there going to be an investigation put in?
There's a new day, Stevie. Mm-hmm. Guess what I heard? I actually heard, of course, from a reliable source, and anyone can check this, that a lot of people have raised that same question about that same person that we're talking about who's behind funding all of these projects. And you know what? They need 300,000 signatures in order to take a petition to investigate those things, to take it to the next level. Within a short period of time, they've already gotten more than 300,000 signatures on the petition to move forward to investigate the relationship there and the cause and effect relationship between what Bill Gates and these funding these nefarious projects are, is my understanding. So we'll see how that turns out. We'll see if it's escalated. They've already gotten the 300 plus thousand signatures.
Almost if they
and I had to look twice. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, let me see.
I mean, yes, I could believe it.
When you're going up back in trouble, you're going to say, ooh wee.
Yeah,
you're in trouble.
And see, that tells me, Ron, that tells me that, like I was saying earlier, people are waking up faster than they thought. See, the Microsoft had to remove an ad as well that depicted some nefarious, offbeat stuff that people didn't relate to in that ad. And they got such a negative response, over 24,000 negative responses within a 24-hour period. They pulled the ad on their new virtual goggles or whatever. Yeah, so because they used so that's, anyone can look that up
that's
online,
heavy.
But that's yeah, so people
that's
are waking
right
up. They're tired of being encroached with the, with some of this dark work, you might say. People are wanting to go to the light, to stand in the true light, not the trickery of the darkness.
Well,
give me some of that vitamin D.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
Alan, I really appreciate you having come on to the show, man. I'll tell you one, this hour and 30 minutes went by like 15 minutes, man. With so much to talk about.
It did.
We might have to extend it for 2 hours this show. I don't know, maybe not, but we probably will do it 2 hours. And hopefully we won't get cut off like they did last time. And hopefully the show will be going next week. They might not have us on next week. Hey, but I really appreciate you coming on, and many blessings out to you. And Ryan, you can talk to him for a
minute. Yes, indeed. Right. Yes, indeed. And not just touching on you, Alan, because we're about to cut it off right now. But one thing that I did want to touch on, even when Alan's still on the phone, as I'm closing out, like we were talking about, is this a pandemic or a plandemic? Okay. And as we pretty much all unanimously agree that it's a plandemic, all right? And one of my favorite shows growing up, once again, since we've been talking about shows, was the A-Team with my man, Mr. T, okay? But the leader of that particular group that made all the plans was Hannibal, okay? And he said he loves it when the plan comes together. But guess what? Sometimes plans do not come together. Sometimes plans do have to be restructured. Sometimes plans are blown up. And that's what's happening right now because we the people, like the Tribe Called Quest say, we the people are right now coming together, which is a beautiful thing, which initially I always have talked about when all of this was going on. Once we come together, once we get to over these 300,000 signatures already, Once we get 24,000 non-likes on a commercial, we can make change. Okay, we the people, black, white, yellow, red, orange, green, purple, whatever you are, male, female, we can make change. So continue to do what the godly thing and the natural thing right now is. When we have time together, let's come together and let's use our time in a constructive, positive, loving way so we can wash out the few people that are trying, well, that have been controlling the masses. And that's all I want to say.
Ryan, Yabro, Yabro. I really thank you, Yabro. You know, you're a man. And stay healthy. Like Taylor came on, you know, he said, we'd be smart, but have some common sense too. You know, you have that.
Yes.
You guys have that. And thanks for Alan, you also too, coming on the show.
All righty.
Love to have you on the show.
Thanks,
love
a man. Oh, and Ron, real quick, your book, Ron, where can we find your book?
At www.yarborough, that's Y-A-R, B as in boy, R-O, and the number 16.com. So that's yarborough16.com.
Excellent. Awesome. And thanks a lot, guys.
Believe so you can achieve. Yeah, believe so you can achieve. So next week, guys, same bad time, same bad channel. Yeah.
And keep your eyes open for the planogram. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, good night. Guys, we hope you guys enjoyed the show, for sure. I mean, the show was on fire. I heard the wave. Hey, that hour and 30 minutes went by really fast. I enjoyed it, and it's so much to talk about during this plandemic. It's so much to talk about, it's not even funny. And we're going to do a part four, but the part four, we're going to talk about the vaccines. And hopefully, on the serious, the show cut off on us, but hopefully it'll be running next week for sure. Again, I want you guys to stay safe. And also, too, if there's things you missed out, catch on part one or, for our first responders and all that. We're behind you. We're praying prayers for you and to give you the strength to keep moving forward. And I want you to go out there and fight. And a lot of things have been thrown at us, We all think that was thrown at us. It was not right how it was thrown on us. It was wrong with a lot of evil intent. And what's interesting to me, everybody want to believe in the devil and know the devil exists, but no one never want to talk about God. However, closing thoughts. Stop, think, and look around. Be aware of your rights and what makes help sense. Not nonsense restrictions. And only God is in control. And at the end of the day, my mom used to say, guys, a lot of things in life is going to happen that's out of your control. But when it's out of your control, you live in God's hand. He will take care of you. Okay? Man is not God. It's only one God, Jesus Christ. Your prayers going on. Stay safe. Go on to your loved ones. Keep prayer alive. Truth will come out. We will defeat this evil intent that's been spread on us. Good night.